And some of the old rules and regulations, like you said, what did you say? It's all crumbling.
Yeah,
So
totally.
where is your level of adventure and freedom wanting to take you? And it's waking us up in different ways. Like you say, we have different roles. And the people born in the late 30s and early 40s are experiencing dynamics with all of these outer planets at once. They are really, getting ready to recreate who they
Yeah.
are.
Yeah, that's really cool. And the dragonfly is so, I mean, to me, it symbolizes the dragon, which is a very sovereign being. And we're moving into massive sovereignty. What's next? What are we going to do about it? How am I going to lay out my plans? How am I going to, those kind of things need to be let go of this month, I think. And just to really love yourself and watch things unfold for your highest good and intend it to be for your highest
Absolutely.
good.
Absolutely. You said the veil. That's another Neptune word. And it's kind of like, if we're freeze framing it, it's sort of like the curtain is lifting. And when the movie starts again, it's going to be different.
Yeah, totally different. When I was in Hawaii, we were in the waves in kind of a rocky area. So I was holding on to a rock a lot of the time because I didn't want to bang into the rocks because we were on Big Island and they were basically like lava and sharp and stuff. So, but Neptune was there and he had a lot to say that day. And he really wants to feel acknowledged because he's ready to shine. And I feel like this is what's going on. Like he is ready to shine and he's going to shine in a beautiful way for humanity. And I'm glad that he was highlighted today because I mentioned him in a video before because he asked me to. Said, I want to make sure that I am not confused with Poseidon anymore. I am my own individual being. And he is really stepping into shining right now because he's going to be helping with all this energy, and he's an energetic being as well as a planet.
In Aries, Aries is about the new light.
Yeah.
Aries, fresh start. Aries is like, one of the fire and the integrity.
Right.
So center and clarity. So that's really beautiful. Yeah, a
Love
lot of
this.
options, a lot of newness, and that's like we need to welcome this new change in and get a feel for it and what it means to us, because old plans are old. With new options coming forward, it can absolutely change what's even possible for us in ways that would be hard to believe. So
Yeah.
that's part of the challenge too, to
The
let go.
challenge, and that's why it's good to take a moment and look at it from a higher perspective, your own life and the whole world in general, and just see. I mean, the world itself is shifting, and it's almost like puzzle pieces that are coming together now, and they're on dials or something, and they're starting to come together. And they're coming together for our best interests, you know, for
Yeah.
this planet to thrive.
And there might be some new pieces coming with Uranus and Gemini. Gemini is all the pieces of the puzzle. We don't even all have them all yet.
Right.
So we are going to have a pause moment when on the 17th of July, Mercury goes retrograde, and we're going to be glad. It's like, okay, like, all right, what's been going on here?
That's
A
good.
lot of drama, so this gives us time to kind of just sort things out a bit and figure out which pieces we want in our puzzle, and some of the pieces that we already had are not going to stay. And yes, very collage like. So
Yeah, it feels like a massive shift.
yes,
And yeah.
it is. It's a wake up call, and
Yeah.
we've been waking up a lot, but this is a whole nother level. This is the higher mind and the lower mind are aligning more powerfully. So we'll know things more instantly with that intuitive side, and our psychic side can also be opening up. And the freshness and being open to receiving is also really important with the Cancer energy.
So cool. Thank you so much,
Yeah.
Kelly. This was really good. And
I
I'm
think
really
it's
excited for July. So,
well, here we
yeah,
are.
here we are.
All
We're in it, you guys. And we're coming into such an amazing time right now. And just start to feel it in your body, but also take time to take care of yourselves during this time.
Oh,
And
one thing I want to say is the birds. I was, meeting with, I was in town this morning, and a lot of us were talking about how vocal the birds have been. I
they
don't know
are.
if you, yeah, there's some
Yeah.
about that. Gemini is where the birds live in the air, and they fly around, and sometimes they like to land on phone wires. So
Yeah, we
they're.
have a lot of them here and there. There was a period of time where there weren't hardly any birds, like in 2022, maybe beginning of 2023. It's like all the birds just kind of disappeared. We didn't see them or hear them very often. And now they're very loud, very vocal every morning and even throughout the day. And we have this one bird that sounds like an alarm and creates this like a siren. And I'm like, okay, the siren's going off. But it's amazing and wonderful. And these are birds that like they. That song gets into your body. So it's actually really good for all of us, the birds.
They're
I'm glad you
reminding
mentioned that.
us all through the day. They're reminding us.
Yeah, it's great. So I just wanted to say thank you so much, Kelly. I wanted to let everybody know that your links are down below, and especially check out your Substack. And I'm just so excited for the world and how it's unfolding. And I'm excited to meet with you again soon. And everything is good right now. So just enjoy it, you guys.
Yes.
Yeah. It's great. Love you guys. Bye. Thank you,
Sure.
Kelly.